This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 2nd, 2013. We're in our third hour. Going to take phone calls all this hour if you'd like to call in. Join us, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to make mention, there's an excellent article on the alternative media. If you get a chance to look at it, thealternativemedia.com. It is a timeline of CIA atrocities. Very, very interesting if you have time to look at that. We're going to go to the phone. We got John in Tennessee. John, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Perrin. Listen, before I get to the reason for my call, I just want to, you were talking about hypocrisy. I want to just make a couple points and then I'll get to actually what's in Pepsi-Cola. You know, we've all heard people say in the past, there are no absolutes. No such thing as an absolute, John. My response, Farron, is, are you absolutely sure? Because if they say yes or no, I mean, it's absurd. It's a lack of being able to even think to say there are no absolutes. Now, and you've got this other stuff that's going on where, the EU has decided that it's not necessary to be tolerant of the intolerant. And they've even put it in writing, Farron. So, you know, it's twisted thinking. If you're intolerant, we don't have to tolerate it, which makes me intolerant, which means you don't have to tolerate me. It's kind of like, I know you know. It's stupid. It's twisted logic. Now, here's the reason for my call. You asked what's in Pepsi. Would you believe aborted stem cells to be used as taste receptors to not in the drink, but in the concoction of the drink to make people think it tastes better than it does. They're using it in the research, aborted stem cells, to be used as human taste receptors.
And I believe, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Natural News published that story sometime back. I remember reading it, and isn't that the source on that? I was just curious.
There's many more than just Natural News, but I sent a link to your cell phone and a message. But then you go back to the energy drinks, Farron, and I've been looking at this since 2007 to the point where people think you're nuts because, after all, we know Red Bull gives you wings, and we know that Monster drink is made in a lab in a basement, and, you know, the symbol of Monster is va, 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 666. And you got all these other good drinks. They've got to be good for you because it's Sobe and it's got a lizard. And it's Mamba, Black Mamba, Poison, Nitrous Oxide, Venom, all these great names. It's got to be good for you. Would you believe, Farron, that they're incrementally causing you to change your DNA, and you're paying for it. Now, it sounds absurd. It sounds crazy. But this is going on. They're incrementally tweaking your DNA because they don't believe, Farron, that you'll be able to live if they don't do it. So Americans, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, Taoists are all, if you're drinking these drinks, you're eating genetically modified food, you're eating DNA-enhanced drinks, and you're tweaking your DNA. You're eating and drinking the king's food, and people refuse to admit it. They refuse to believe it. Look at the ingredients. All of these drinks have something called taurine in them. Do you know what taurine is, Farron?
I do not.
It's synthesized, synthetic, laboratory-created bull urine. And it gives you energy. Isn't that great? I mean, it's like lab-made vitamin C. It's got to be good for you. You know, you're making, just drink the bull urine, folks. It's not going to hurt you any more than the stuff that they're putting together in the lab. And we're doing it. And when people like me talk about it, he's a nut.
And you know, something that you bring to mind, this advent of these energy drinks is something kind of new. The last, I don't know what, 3-4 years, somewhere in that neighborhood, that you see them in all the convenience stores. But I'm here to tell you something, John, and you know this. You go into the convenience store and try to buy some gas, they're lined up over there buying Red Bull and all the rest of that. Those things are settling.
Well, yeah, and it's people that are buying it, kids. You know, very seldom do you see an old guy buying Red Bull, an old guy buying Monster Drink, an old guy buying Venom or Black Mamba. Why? Because he's got enough sense to know that your body is made to do a certain amount of things. And if you want it to work well, you get proper rest. And you know, the old adage that we've all heard our entire lives from grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and your aunts and your uncles, Farron, you are what you eat.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not by mistake. You are what you eat. They used, years ago in farming, they knew how to take care of the land. They knew how to take care of the soil. They didn't plant corn in the same spot 5 years in a row and expect it to grow. They put nutrients back in by planting other crops. Now what do? You dial up the co-op. You say, hey, I need a truck of that magic powder. Can you spread it on my field for me? And you're paying to do it. It's asinine, Farron, that we're destroying ourselves. Why? Bible says lack of knowledge. You got to get back to it. And I'm not a farmer. I'm a truck driver, but I'm a healthy truck driver that doesn't get sick because I don't put the garbage in me. I may eat it. If I eat it, I don't know I'm eating it. And I'm not a health nut. I enjoy a cheeseburger just like the rest of the people. The difference? My son raises his cow, and I eat grass-fed beef, and I raise my own pigs. Pork may not be good for you, but at least I know what I'm feeding Arnold before I take him to the butcher.
And you know what? That's all the difference, because, you know, I go to all these high school football games right now, and you've got this whole generation of children raised on fast food, eating junk food, and you see a army. Unfortunately, a lot of times at some of these high schools, it's different than others, but of very unhealthy looking young men and women, and you know that a majority, a big factor in that is the diet that they're raised on. Hey, I'll give you the last word. I got Art Ronnie and Warner hanging on, and that's some good information. I really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
One more thing. Back in the 70s, I graduated in the 70s. We had one guy, his name was Dale. I won't give his last name. But that's back when it was absolutely acceptable to use steroids. And in high school, in 10th grade, Dale looked like Gorilla McGilla. Someone had some kind of a seizure during phys ed, and the coach said, Dale, go get a towel out of the locker. The locker was locked. Dale came back a few minutes later with a handful of towels, and the coach said, how'd you get in there? He says, I pulled the door off, coach. He was built like someone that was 17 years old should have never been built like, and it wasn't weightlifting. His dad was a wealthy man, and he was doing steroids, and he had superhuman strength, which is what I've been trying to tell people. They are, right now, why is it so important for the military to have shot records? You know, they're making hybrid soldiers, folks, whether you buy it, believe it or not. You look at what's in the military now, and you go back and look what your dad looked like during World War II. They didn't look like they do now, and they still won the war. Now they look like a bunch of people that have been pumped up, doped up, muscled up, and they're not doing anything except eating chow hall food. That's all I got.
Hey, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Hey, thanks for the phone call as always, John. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, it's going to be Art, Ronnie, and then Werner from Canada. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Fair, and stay with me. Back in moments.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media. The website's thealternativemedia.com. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Art. Hey, Art, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Phil. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. What's on your mind today?
Well, before we get to what I called in about, I just want to reflect on what John was saying. He says he's not a farmer, he's a truck driver, but John's exactly right. You are what you eat. And people love when they come over here to barbecue, when we do a barbecue over here, because here a couple weeks ago we did a barbecue, bunch of folks showed up. I wheeled out a cage with a possum in it that I caught in a live trap, killed him, cleaned him, right there on the spot. Everybody got to watch. Went in the chicken pen, pulled out a couple big roosters, killed them, cleaned them, right in front of everybody. Everybody said, there's such a difference in the food, in the taste of the food, and the quality of it, than what they get in a store. And people really appreciate good, clean, healthy food. A lot of people wouldn't think a possum's healthy, but you know what? You'd be surprised. And they loved it. And it was the first time they ever had possum. But we're talking food that's not corrupted, not polluted, not screwed up in every way possible. So John's exactly right. And farmers do know what they're doing, but yet the farmer is not allowed to do what the farmer does best, produce good, clean food. Now, I would love to get into this whole antibiotic thing, but what I really called in about was something that just recently happened, and here's where I'm just a wee bit confused. So let me get this straight. If we have to break into and raid the house of an 80-something-year-old couple asleep in their bed in the middle of the night, we have to kill them. We have to shoot and kill them. We have to shoot and kill people's dogs just because they're curious about the police harassment taking place. We have to shoot and kill old men sitting in a chair outside their garage in public simply because they stand up. And we have to shoot and kill 13-year-old children with toy guns because we cannot take any of these people into custody. But yet, by the same token, we can have some nut job, probably coming down off of SSRIs or God only knows what, walk into an airport, start shooting the place up. We can shoot, injure him, take him into custody. Really?
You know, that's interesting, Art. I'm glad you bring it up because I haven't been able to really follow that story with what's been going on. But anyway, I did, you know, that's a great point. That's interesting because anything else you can share with us because I've not been able to follow it.
Well, this guy, I don't know what the issue was. I don't know why he did it. But apparently, from the reports that I got, he walks into LAX, whips out a rifle or something, and starts shooting up the place. He shoots, he kills a TSA agent and injures a few other people. So we've got innocent people being shot, one dying. We're talking a crowded airport, lots of mass confusion, lots of screaming, lots of chaos, but yet the police are so skilled that they can shoot and injure this guy, take him into custody. But yet you have a 13-year-old boy walking down the street to a friend's house or going home, I forget which one it was, with a toy gun, and you had to shoot and kill him. You got an old man sitting in a chair outside of his house, outside of his garage, and simply because he stands up, you can't take him into custody, you got to shoot and kill him. You got old folks in their beds at night, you break into their house, they're unarmed, you can't take them into custody, you got to shoot and kill them. I don't understand, you know, what's going on here. This is just, you know, I tell you, Baron, if it were me, I would eliminate every police department in this country and go back to the sheriff and his posse. At least there, you know where you stand and you know who the people are. Because these are going to be your friends, neighbor, and even you. So you know you're going to feel a little bit safer.
Here, I don't know what it's been, Art, maybe 6 weeks ago, maybe a little more, time flies, but there was a story out of Charlotte. A gentleman wrecked his car, went down an embankment, and he went and knocked on a door of a house. He was all bloody. The people in the house called the cops and said they thought somebody was trying to rob them. The cops showed up, and the guy is coming toward the cops, all bloody, probably disoriented, and they shot and killed him, shot him 10 times and killed him.
Yeah. We can't take any of these people into custody. They're, like, not really posing any kind of threat. You know, you can't take any of these folks into custody. You got to shoot and kill them, but you got an armed guy in a crowded airport with a bunch of chaos. You can injure him and take him into custody. This is what it's come to. This is just, you know, I can't even think of a word that describes how out of control this entire mess has gotten. And now they're cutting millions out of food stamps while we send, what is it, 80 million every day to Israel? And they think that cutting food stamps isn't going to cause a ruckus. Not that I agree with food stamps. I mean, I understand people need help sometimes. And I am a total supporter of a safety net for people who are in need. But you don't cut the throats of your own people just to kiss the bootstraps of these bankers. I don't know what else to call them. Banking elite, Zionist, criminal cartel, or whatever you want to call them. It's all the same thing. They don't think this is going to cause a ruckus. They don't think this is going to cause people to get all twisted and bent out of shape. And God only knows what's going to happen when they're still.
Is that what they want, Art? Is that what they want? They know that'll be the end result. Is that what they want? And I'll give you the last word. We got about 2 minutes before we go to break. They're yours.
Well, you know, I think when the children start screaming, "Mommy, Daddy, I'm hungry, my tummy hurts," I think they're going to get exactly what they want. I think they are trying to intentionally incite the people to riot. I think that's what they want.
Well, everything they do, every move they make, it's not about preventing wars or cutting budgets that could be cut. It's about cutting things. And I'm with you. I'm for helping people if they're down. I'm not for lifetime welfare benefits and that kind. But when they've dismantled the manufacturing and they've caused the joblessness and the jobless recovery is impossible, I'm for helping these people. The government's going to blow the money anyway, so why not give it to the American people? They're going to squander it anyway. It's not like they're going to pay down the debt or do anything logical or common sense with the money. So why not? Give you the last word. Got about 1 minute. Then we're coming back with Ronnie and Werner.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just amazing what these people are doing. And there was another caller called into an RBN broadcast recently that had mentioned they could have given every single American $1 million apiece rather than give it to their bankers. And with that $1 million each, people could have paid off their mortgages, their car loans, their student loans, and everything else. Boy, wouldn't that have gone a long way to helping stabilize the state of the economy?
Oh, the economy would boom, flourish. I mean, it would, that'd be helping middle class America and we the people, and they absolutely refuse to do anything that is logical or common sense or would benefit we the people. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, Art. I appreciate it. You have a great day now.
You too.
We're going to Ronnie in North Carolina. Ronnie, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, hold that thought out. The break's going to get you. You're up after the break. Stay with me. Then we got Werner in Canada. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Thanks for holding on, Ronnie. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir, and thank you again for taking my call. I'm going to be real brief. If folks, if you got a pen and a piece of paper, please write down some of these sites that I've come across, and you might find them very interesting. Number one, Anonymous News is trying to get together a million mass march, November 5th on Tuesday, Rally for Justice, Privacy, and Peace in D.C. at Lafayette Park, across from the White House. That should be pretty interesting. Also, if you ever get a chance, Dave Hodges' site, the Common Sense News Show, .com. He has some very interesting things to say, and he might be somebody you would like to interview at some time. He's a lot like you. The lady that gives a commercial about the Common Core on education, does that not sound a little like the Agenda 21 fitting in, where they're going to break up the family union, take the kids from us and school them the way they think they should be schooled in little uniforms and acting like little soldiers. It just really fries my butt. I'm tired of all this politically correct world. It has got to stop. We have got to start standing our ground. Also, any chance, have you heard anything about martial law?
Well, I've heard a lot of things about martial law, various scenarios, and of course, John had called in the first caller. He had called me about a week ago discussing a lot of what he was seeing on the highways. What have you got?
Well, I was listening to a talk radio program about 2 a.m., and this gentleman called in and said that his buddy's wife had a small printing company and had been contacted by the government for a civilian contract to print these signs for them. And he was called in as an extra worker. They needed extra hands to put the boxes together to put all these signs in. These signs only have two words on them, martial law. Shortly after that conversation on the radio, a state trooper called in from Illinois. He had stopped a truck that he said looked to be overweight. How they can tell, I have no idea. But I think troopers got a sixth sense. Pulled him over, had him open the back doors from the floor to the rafters. It was packed with signs. They only had two words on them, martial law. So, you know, folks, if you look at everything, we're being distracted by news that is not news that we should be hearing. And if you put all the pieces together, there is an agenda for us. And it really stinks. And also, I only heard about it for like half a day, and then it's got put under the rug. A new book that evidently staffers, and they're probably former staffers right now, that evidently had grievances with the Big O in the White House, and wrote a book on from his first inauguration to the present, and how many people that he works with, the senators and representatives and all those folks, and given nicknames like Chris Christie, named as Blowfish. Also states in there that how much he does not like President Clinton. How he couldn't stand President Clinton, could hardly wait to get through 18 holes of golf with him. Supposed to have a one-on-one dinner and turned around and asked his staffers to join the dinner because he could not stand his presence. And it talks about a lot of other people in that book. I want that book. Huh. And I've not been able to contact it. But it should be out there somewhere. So, folks, if you get a chance, also check out the Daily Sheeple. .com. It's also very interesting. Other than that, I'm disgusted with Pepsi. Pepsi is another American icon that we have all grown up with. And here they're turning on us also. To me, it's under the name of greed. And anything to do with Monsanto, you know, the way they're cutting food stamps and they're doing everything else with their food, you still, it's something I always go back to. Remember what Henry Kissinger said. If you control the food, you control the people. And that's the food that they are going to force on our children to eat so their stomachs are not hungry. Other than that, all I've got to say is united we must stand, stand your ground, and God bless us all.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. We certainly do appreciate it. And we're going to go to Werner in Canada. Thanks, Ron.
Good morning, fine. About an hour ago, you mentioned about the overuse of antibiotics.
Yes, sir.
Well, as I say, I've been following it up, and when I first came here to North America, I was amazed about how nilly-willy the doctors and the veterinarians were prescribing antibiotics. It was outright lunacy. Most of the time when people had pneumonia, they automatically would prescribe antibiotics. But what I understand, antibiotics, they only help against bacterial pathogens, but they are not effective against viruses. And most of the pneumonia, the traditional pneumonia, was caused by viruses. But what I've been documenting, most of the pneumonia that's occurring now, it has nothing to do with pathogens. It is chemical pneumonia. And this might be worthwhile for people to look at this, the documentary I made there a few years ago, Farmer's Ordeal, where I documented.
Say some of that again, Warner, if you don't mind. Farmers are deer? Is that what you said?
Ordeal. O-R-D-E-A-L. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to go to university. You just have to know your basic knowledge about the sciences in order to understand it.
And you know, since you seem to have some knowledge on this, for the first time in my life, we are starting to see signs at like CVS or drugstores with pneumonia shots. Have you ever seen that before? You know, with the flu shots, now they've got pneumonia shots.
Look, the more they can obscure the issue, the more they can bamboozle us into their way of health care or sickness care, and they can milk us for every cent and every dollar they can get out of us. And when we look at the modern medicine, who was the one who was mostly pushing it? His grandfather, he was a snake oil salesman. You know, now we have the big corporatized snake oil salesmen that are bamboozling us with those fake scientists. And, you know, there's a saying, who can do more damage than an idiot? An educated idiot can do more damage. And this is what we are dealing with a whole bunch of educated idiots. And nobody wants to step up to the plate and do their human, what would be humanly responsible, and blow the whistle on this whole big fraud scheme. And millions of people are being left in the aftermath, you know. And basically, they experience an early death. This is unbelievable. But we have to go after the Muslims. You know, we have to show them the errors of their way. North America, wake up. You people, you have been so compromised. Your thinking ability, everything has been compromised with you through food additives, through electromagnetic frequencies. Let's say aspartame fluoride in the water, and anything, and medications and everything. It is unbelievable. We have to go back to the basic things and basically kick those educated idiots off their gravy train. Don't pay for their, you know, for their follies, because the people ultimately have to pay the piper.
They have to be responsible for their stuff. That's good information. I appreciate that. We got about a minute before we go to break. Anything else you'd like to add, Werner?
Well, sorry about my throat right now. I've been gassed, you know, for the last few days. And it sounds like a cold, but it isn't a cold. It comes on in spells about half an hour, you know, and then it drifts through again. A few nights ago, a couple of times, I had to leave here the house and go for a drive. As soon as I was a quarter of a mile away, you know, the cold symptoms disappeared.
Interesting. That is interesting. Well, hey, thank you so much. Good information there. You're telling us like it is, and I appreciate that. Thanks for the phone call, Werner.
Thank you, Fan.
We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Then we got James in Pennsylvania. And I wanted to say to Ronnie, Dave Hodges is on RBN on Sunday nights. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that. Jerry in Chicago, how you doing today? And the break's going to fix to get you, but come on. How you doing? Break's already. Just hold on. You're next, Jerry in Chicago, when we get back after the break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. Jerry in Chicago, thanks for holding, sir. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron, and thank you for taking my show. I wanted to add in on two things. Warner came up with a real good thing about the antibiotics. A buddy of mine and his brothers, when they were younger, whenever they came down with anything, a sniffle, his mother ran and got a prescription for antibiotics, and they became immune to it, and this is over 30 years ago. But another thing, you know, this shooting at LAX, you had one TSA agent shot, and the way all of this info comes out is, what was that TSA agent up to? What was he hiding, and was it a hit where only he was the one that got killed? And was the shooter Mossad, and you know what, he'll get his day in court, and then he'll be let out or something like that, and then he'll shoot somebody again. He was a hitman. That's what I think.
Huh, you know, that's interesting. I guess it was Art. I'm not sure. I've not been able to really follow that story since it broke yesterday, and I don't have a lot of information on it. I do find it interesting with the security that they have now at airports, that he was able to get in there and do that. But you'll have to enlighten us on this one, because I just don't have a lot of information about it.
I didn't follow too much on it either, but naturally it was an AR-15, as if that's the only gun out there in existence. They're pushing that one real good. And I'd like to find out too, you had a caller like 4 weeks ago mention the Navy Yard shooting and how the provost marshal and 11 other people involved with ejecting Obama out of office was the reason for that shooting. And let's face it, you don't get on a secure area like that with a weapon unless they want you to get in there with a weapon.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the caller that you were talking about, and there was a story, and I can't remember what website had that story going, but some of the people that were killed in that shooting were significant, and it seemed like it maybe had the bearings of more than just complete abstract random.
Yep, you hit it right on the head. And John Moore, who's on RBN at 6 a.m. on weekdays, he got a report from one of his inside guys within 24 hours of that attack saying that this was just not a random shooting. This had a little bit more to do with it. And his guy apparently is working on following up on this, but the information isn't coming out all that quick. And there was another website that I heard this on also. I think it was the Hagman & Hagman report had also mentioned that within like 2 days of the shooting that this was not just a random shooting. The 12 guys that were killed had something to do with ejecting Obama out of office. And the other thing is, if you remember the memorial, none of those wives look like I seen a tear in the eye or anything else like that. They almost all looked like they were like a little bit ticked off, and I would be ticked off if my spouse got killed too. But it, you know, wasn't a remorseful ticked off. It was like, okay, you know, this failed, you know, as if maybe they had a little bit of an insight. So I'd like to find out, you know, the name of the TSA agent that got shot at LAX, and I'd like to know his background, and did he send any funny Facebooks or Twitter or emails or anything else like that, or did he stand up against something? And
yes,
maybe they just had to prove a point and take them out. And thank you for letting me get all of that out, Baron, and love your show, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jerry. Right now, CNN is reporting, it's the top story, deadly LAX shooting. It's saying suspects tie to conspiracy view and angry, rambling text. So, you know, it's always kind of that same story. I'll give you the last word, and then we've got James in Pennsylvania patiently holding. Anything else you'd like to add?
Only God bless you and RBN and everybody who listens to RBN. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to James in Pennsylvania. James, how you doing today?
Hi, Farron. I appreciate you taking my call. You know, it occurs to me that to identify the evil Luciferian syndicalist idolaters that are at work amongst us would be the primary focus, it should be our primary focus, on exterminating these vermin that are living among us. Okay, these people are Luciferians. They are evil to the max. They lie, cheat, steal, and they run the entire corporate economic system to their benefit for their father, the devil, Satan. Okay, and this is who they are. Okay, this is the enemy that proper threat assessment would deem it prudent to eliminate these venomous vermin from among us as quickly as possible. Don't you think?
Oh, amen, my brother.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's more than obvious that there is a wicked demon seed in this world who are manipulating. You got the doctors in it, the lawyers on it, the corporatists, the bankers, the government. You have the whole shebang of these people, and they need, well, their place is a lake of fire is where they need to go. But that's for the angels to gather up and bundle them and throw them into that lake of fire. And the sooner the better. And it needs to be done post-haste.
And you know, James, we see indications of this hidden hand, this shadow behind the curtain that is controlling things. I mean, one of my favorite ones, which I've mentioned on this broadcast many times, is the banker bailouts, where the American people was adamantly opposed over 95% of every poll, but our elected non-representatives rush back and support bailing out the bankers, not the American people or anything to help middle class America. And we see this hidden hand at work. You remember some of them were come on TV and said they were under threat of martial law if they didn't pass this. It's obvious to you and to me and to a whole plethora of people that there's a group behind the scenes that's pulling the strings. That's why, you know, you can't get a third party candidate, or you can't win through the electoral process. But you know, you see that, and I see that, and I know a whole bunch of the listeners on RBN, but there's a lot of people that don't want to give over to that, because when they give over to coming to grips with that, one, it's such a bitter pill, and two, it's a helplessness and all kinds of different feelings, so they shun it. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's we've been so dumbed down and conditioned, and, you know, we've accepted seemingly that this system, which is the root of all kinds of evil, this idolatrous money worshiping that these syndicalists are perpetrating on us for their own benefit, to feather their own Luciferian serpentine nest, you know, which is what's going on. I mean, all of the wealth of the planet is being funneled off to these few individuals who have organized themselves in the four hidden dynasties of politics, commerce, education, and religion. Okay? These four groups of satanic money worshipers, which is what they are, is just, they're the ones that are doing it, and people need to wake up and realize what is being done, how we are being systemically destroyed as a nation, as a society, as a people, as a race. And it's just, it's, you know, until we do so and do something about it, we need to take affirmative action to eliminate these trade associations of, like they say, in the four hidden dynasties of politics, commerce, education, religion. And the worst one represents, if you count them on your fingers, is that middle finger one of commerce, that money worship, which is the root of all evil. Okay, that's what I think about it.
Well, you know, you mentioned race there, and if you heard the whole broadcast, I was talking about giving all of the illegals amnesty, then their ability to bring in more. I mean, we're really, and I'll give you the last word on this, we're really looking at a white race minority in the near future here in this country.
Oh, that's a fact. I mean, this is systemic genocide of our whole Adamic race of people.
We're out of time. Thanks so much for the phone call. Till next week, this is Farron on the Alternative Media saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.